in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I love some of the insights that Paul gives us as he sends this letter to the Corinthians. Paul's looking at the Corinthians and he's letting them know how he comes to know the things that he does know, how he comes to know the truth that he does know. And the words that he gives are great words of encouragement, because what he's letting the people know in his letter, he's letting them know that it's the Holy Spirit. Let me just read to you from starting in verse number 6. So this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 6. However, we speak wisdom amongst those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. You know, the great thing is nothing ever changes. Over the period of generations and generations and centuries that pass by, and we know from Solomon's own words that there's nothing new under the sun, things don't change. Everything always remains the same. This is why history is such a fascinating thing to look at. Can you learn from history? Well, you can learn from, maybe not from history itself, but you can learn from what human nature is, what people do. You can watch and see what people do. And based on that, you can see the patterns of mistakes that people make and make different changes. So Paul is saying that let me read the verse 6 again. However, we speak wisdom amongst those who are mature, yet the wisdom of the sage, yet not the wisdom of the sage, nor the rulers of the sage who are coming to nothing. Here's the fascinating thing. Those who put their focus, those who put their hope, those who put all of their trust in the wisdom of the world, in the wisdom of this natural generation, of this natural, in the wisdom of men, it never changes. The rulers, the wise men of the age, they always come to nothing. Paul was saying, hey, those that have the wisdom of this age, those who have the rule in this age, who trust in themselves and trust in the flesh and trust in the wisdom of man, their own wisdom, they are coming to nothing. The same thing is true today. Nothing changes, whether you're in this country or you're in any country in the world. Any nation that puts its hope and puts its trust in men and in the flesh, it's going to come to nothing. The results are going to come to nothing. So the question that Paul is raising for us today as he wrote this letter to the Corinthians, same question for them, where are you putting your trust? Are you putting your trust in men and the wisdom of men, or are you putting your trust in God? Now he goes on to share some great insights. I love verse number 7. He says, but we speak the wisdom, not of the world, not of man, not the things that make sense, that are logical to the natural mind, not the things that science has told us this is the way that it must be, not the things that the great thinkers and the great minds of this world say are right for the economy or right for the moral direction of our country or right for your individual life, not in those things. We speak the wisdom of God. In a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. So Paul's saying that we're speaking to you with the wisdom of God, that which was hidden from men, from ages past, it's been hidden from men. But Paul realized a great truth. Paul understood, because nobody had a better revelation of the new covenant than did Paul. Why did Paul have this great revelation? He didn't go learn from men. Paul made it clear that he went and he separated himself for a long period of time, that he would learn from the Holy Spirit himself. He would learn directly from God through the Holy Spirit speaking through him. So he wasn't influenced by men. He wasn't influenced by men's experience. He wasn't influenced in any way by the flesh. He was influenced and listened and heard and got the revelation from the Holy Spirit. And he understood that with the coming of Jesus Christ and what Jesus did, Jesus came, he died, he rose again, he ascended to heaven, and that paved the way for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And so in the day of Pentecost, in Acts chapter, in those early chapters of Acts, Acts chapter 2, there you can just see that power of the Holy Spirit coming down upon men. And so the Holy Spirit is now dwelling within men. Every single person who is given their heart, who believes in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, acknowledges and believes that the Holy Spirit dwells within you. That's why we're spirit, soul, and body. Our spirit is new. When the Bible says that you're a new creation, it's because you were made new. Your spirit, which was dead, or perhaps a better way of looking at it, was just like unplugged from the spiritual realm, is made new, is made alive. It's a new creation, and you are a new creation. And you are now tied, as a believer in Jesus Christ, you are now tied directly to the kingdom of God. You have direct access, and the Holy Spirit speaks to you. We need to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And Paul is saying, I'm coming to you not with the wisdom of men. Here's the example Paul's given. I've learned the things that I've learned, and I've taught the things that I've taught. And you've seen the results of the things that I have said to you, Corinthians. You've seen the things It's not the natural wisdom of man. It's not my wisdom. It's the wisdom that comes from God. The wisdom that was a mystery hidden by God for the ages, but ordained. Now, here's the great thing. I'm going to skip down just a few verses. We'll come back to verses 8 and 9 in a minute. But verse number 10 says this: "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." There's a lot of times that we go through life, and even as believers, we go through life, and we think that God is hiding things from us. How many times have you said to yourself, God doesn't show me things. Why doesn't God show me this, or why doesn't he reveal that? That God shows that he hides things from me. Here's what Paul is saying. If you read verses 7, and then you go down to verse number... I'm going to read verse 9 and 10. But let me read those three verses. "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages of glory." So things were hidden. Things are hidden still from man. From the natural mind, things are hidden. If I rely and trust only in my natural mind, I'm going to fall under the same kind of influence, the wrong influence, and draw the same incorrect conclusions that the rest of the world are going to draw. But here's the thing, I've got the Spirit of God in me, and so do you. And so where Paul is saying that these things were hidden from men throughout all the ages, God hid them, but no longer, not through Jesus Christ and the coming of the Holy Spirit, those things, the things of God are no longer hidden from those of us who serve him, from those of us who trust in him, from those of us who've accepted what Jesus Christ has done. So let me just skip ahead to verse number 9, but it's written, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things of God, those things which God has prepared for those who love him." Into the natural mind, by the ear, by the senses, by the mind, by the natural things, you are not going to understand the things of God. To understand the things of God, you have to have that direct connection to God. The good thing is, we have that in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. We have that. That is true for each one of us. We have to acknowledge it, and we have to anticipate it, we have to expect it, we have to seek it, we have to spend the time listening. But then in verse number 10, "But God has revealed them," those hidden things that Paul's talking about, those hidden things that lie in the heart of God, those hidden things, "but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God." In the same way that the spirit of a man, only the spirit of a man can know the things. There's things in my mind, there's things in my soul, in my mind, that I know and that I think that you don't know. You can't know what I think. You can't know what's in my mind. It's only the spirit of God, it's only my soul that can know those things. Well, by the same token, only the spirit of God, who is a spirit, God's a spirit, the word tells us that, only the things of God, only the spirit of God can discern the things of God. Your mind cannot discern the things of God. It can't. It's not going to happen. But the good news is, you don't have to. You have the Spirit of God that is in you. The Spirit who searches all the things and knows all the things, all the thoughts, all the plans, all of the things hidden from man, hidden from the natural mind. The Holy Spirit knows all those things and reveals all those things to me and to you if I will listen and train myself to hear. Those things which have been hidden for generations are no longer hidden to you. God is not hiding his truth from you. God is not hiding his revelation for you and for your life. He's not hiding it from you. The things that are in your world that you don't understand and you can't know, and you know what? In this natural mind, I'm not going to figure things out. Here's one of the mistakes that we tend to make, and we always fall back on this, and it's easy for us to do. We use our, and don't misunderstand me, the Holy Spirit teaches us stuff. But how often do we rely upon our own natural wisdom? We make decisions based upon our own natural wisdom, our natural process of drawing conclusions and analyzing the situation, and then we make the decision based on that. Now, God's given us some great minds. But you know what? Your mind is never going to be able to see and understand all the things that you can't see. See, you can't know. You can know what you can perceive. If you're trying to make a decision based on something in your life, you can only know what you can perceive and what you can see. You don't know the thoughts of other people, of other individuals. You don't know things that are already in place. You don't know things that have already gone before or that are yet to come. You don't know those things. And because you can't know those things, the conclusions that you draw in your own strength and your own wisdom are going to be vastly limited. And that's why we tend to get so frustrated with things in life. But this is Paul telling us that the Spirit of God, which searches, let me read that verse from the Amplified Bible, because I love the way it says it in the Amplified Bible. Again, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 10. Yet to us, God has unveiled and revealed them. These are all the things that were hidden by man. This is the heart of God. The thoughts of God are revealed, unveiled. We should have a great expectation for that. That should be exciting as we start our Monday. There's nothing that's coming up in your week. There's nothing that's coming up in your day. There's nothing that's coming up in the remainder of your morning that God doesn't already know about, hasn't already seen, has a plan for you, and has guidance and direction for you that comes from His own heart, because He sees all things, He knows all things, and He loves you. And He has plans, intentions for your life. Now, I can go forward in my day just based on my own wisdom, my own ability to make calculations, my own ability to assess situations and make determinations of what the best step and the best direction and the best decisions I should make. I can do that. Or I can know that God, the one who loves me, the one who created me, the one who knows me, the one who knows all things, who sees all things and loves me, has a plan for me. He's unveiled and revealed those things to us. Yet, to us, God has unveiled and revealed them, those hidden things, by and through His Spirit. For the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and the things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. There's things that are beyond your scrutiny. There's things that are beyond your perception. There's things that are beyond your abilities. In this world, in this life, that's just the way that it is. Now, you can go through your life putting your trust in yourself, putting your trust in your own decision-making, or you can put your trust in God. You can know there's things beyond your own scrutiny, but there's nothing beyond the scrutiny of God. And here's the thing, God's intentions for you are good. Everything that God has intended for you is good. He doesn't have bad things set aside for you. He's got good things set aside for you. I want to know how I walk in those good things. I want to know the direction and the choices, the decisions that He has for me. I want to know so I can be obedient to those things and I can walk into all the things that He has for me. He goes on to verse number 11 to say, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except for the Spirit of God Himself." In the same way that nobody can know. I can't know what you're thinking. I can't know your thoughts. Only you know those thoughts. I can't get into your head. In the same way, I can't know in my own mind and my own perceptions. I can't know the heart of God, the thoughts of God, the things of God. However, the Holy Spirit searches those things. The Holy Spirit is continually, diligently knowing the heart of God and revealing those things to each one of us if we'll learn to listen. Learn to listen. Set aside time and listen. Paul is saying the things that he has. If you go back to the beginning of verse number 2, I actually love the way that Paul, and I'm going to read this really quickly. I love the way that Paul just establishes who he is. From the Amplified Bible, he says, "And for myself, brethren, when I came to you, I did not come proclaiming to you a mystery, evidence, mystery of the secret things of God, concerning what He has done through Christ for salvation, in lofty words of eloquence or human philosophy and wisdom." Now listen to this, verse number 2. "For I resolved to know nothing, to be acquainted with nothing, to make a display of the knowledge of nothing, and to be conscious of nothing amongst you except Jesus Christ the Messiah and Him crucified." Paul is saying, look, for me, I want to know nothing. I brought nothing except Christ. That's all that I've brought to you. It is the wisdom that I've brought. It's everything that I've brought to you. I know nothing except for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. You know what Jesus has? Jesus has good things set aside for you, provided for you, already yours. God wants you to know. God wants you to know His thoughts, His mind today. Are we looking for today, for this week to be different than last week? If you're looking for today and this week to be different from last week, then let's plan for it to be different. Let's make some changes. Don't do the same thing you did last week. Rather than relying and trusting upon yourself, your own wisdom, your own knowledge, or the wisdom of others, instead, listen to the Holy Spirit. Because the things of God that were hidden to men and are hidden to men that don't know Him, those things are not hidden, but they are revealed and unveiled to you. Let's walk in that wisdom and then watch the change that it makes in your day and in your week.